We are up to Samaches on the days. Again, Leshala was, you know, 10 lines up, but two dots. Boy, Rami Bachom. Rami Bachom is a shower like this. What's going to be Shtei Halechem Mahu Shiatirush like Kisidron? Let's say when you bring the Shtei Halechem, from then on we say you're allowed to bring the Chodesh on the Mizbeach, you're allowed to bring the new crop of wheat on the Mizbeach, but what's going to be if that wheat was grown Shleik Kisidron? Not in the normal order. No, there's regular, well, let's soon see. So Morris says, Hey Chidom, what's the case talking about? Kagoin dezarinu beinoi melashtei halechem, that they planted this crop of wheat after Pesach, after they brought the Yomer, but it was planted before Shavuot, before the shtei halechem. So come to it now, this crop, the cholo falai shtei halechem, like first it passes by Shavuot once, but then it's still Chodesh, because it was not planted before Pesach. Then you have to wait till the next year first, till Omer, till Pesach comes. Then it's Mutzah Bachila for Hedyit. So Maho, what's the lacha now? Can you bring that flower for Mincha on the Mizbeach? So Shalor is my Kesidron Sharyon, Shloi Kesidron Lo Sharyon. Maybe that the wheat is Mutzah to be brought on the Mizbeach for Menachos. That's only Kesidron. Meaning where this wheat was planted before Pesach. So first it passed by Pesach of this wheat, and that was Matur B'Teres Chodesh, and then the Shtei Lechem was brought on the Mizbeach, and then you're allowed to bring from this new crop this wheat on the Mizbeach. That's only Kisidron, but maybe Shleik Kisidron like over here, where this wheat first saw the Shtei Lechem, then it saw the Yomer, maybe the next Shtei Lechem is not Matur, that this type of wheat cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. I don't maybe know, Shloi Kisidron Nam Yisharim, what's the difference? Lemaisa, this wheat now has no Issa Chodesh on it. True, it was grown first after Pesach. So you have to wait till the next year Pesach. And then when it comes Shavuos, you could bring this wheat on the Mizbeach from Mincha also. So that's the Shaila. Some Rabbi says, Toshima, come in here. It says that the Pasuk says, V'yim Takriv Minchas Bikurim, that the Pasuk calls the Minchas Omer and Minchas Bikurim. So we say the Minchas Omer across the Medaber. This Pasuk is talking about bringing the Omer on the second day of Pesach, and the Pasuk calls it Minchas Bikurim. Now Meichen Bo, where does this Mincha come from? Minas Omer, it comes from Bali. That the Omer that's brought, the Minchas Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach, comes from Bali. At Omer, you're telling me Minas Omer, it comes from Bali. Maybe not that way. Elamin achitin. Maybe even the yomer also comes from the new chitim, from the new wheat. So Reb Lezer says no. Nemar oviv v'mitrayim, v'nemar oviv l'dairos. Says the word oviv by mitrayim and oviv l'dairos. So ma oviv v'omav v'mitrayim sirim. Just like over there, the pasuk is talking about the barley. Is af oviv v'omav l'dairos is also sirim. It means you have to bring the mincha sirim, which has oviv from Bali. So that's how Rabbi Lezer learns out to teach us that the Minchas Bikurim, which means here the Minchas Omer, comes from Bali. Because it says the word Oviv both places. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Motzinu Yochid Shemevi Chavosa Minachitin V'Chavosa Minasarim. We find a regular Yochid, he has the right to bring a Mincha sometimes from Bali and sometimes from wheat. The Moshna is the Minchas Asaita that comes from Bali, and a regular Mincha comes from wheat. Now the tzibur shemevir chavos menachitin, like we know the shtei lechem and minchas tzibur comes from wheat, but who adin mevir chavos menasarim? It also has to be that the tzibur brings a mincha from Bali. Now where is that mincha hatzibur from Bali? The ima, so I need you to tell me, bo menachitin, that even the mincha saimer and Pesach comes from chitim. If so, le metzino tzibur shemevir chavos menasarim, we'll never find a tzibur that brings a tzibur from Bali. That's what Akiva's right to say, that the Minchas Omer was made from Bali. Dovrach, another pshat is, Imatoim, if you're going to tell me, Oimer bo menachitin, that the Oimer comes from wheat, then ein shtei alechem bikurim, then the shtei alechem will not be bikurim. That's the pshat. That we know, the shtei alechem is also called bikurim. I, Lechura, you already brought the Minchas Omer from Chodesh, the new crop. Now, if they're both from wheat, so it can't be that the Shtei Lechem is called Bikurim. Elamai, it must be that the Omer is Chodesh from barley, true. But the first time you use the new crop of wheat on the Mizbeach, that's the Shtei Alechem. So it's good why both of them, both the Minchas Omer and the Minchas of Shtei Alechem, are called Minchas Bikurim. Now, V'yemis, if you tell me to our Shaila before, that the Shtei Alechem, Shalai Kisidron, Sharyan, that it's possible to have wheat that was grown last year after Pesach, still you're allowed to use that wheat now to be brought on the Mizbeach. If so, Mishkachas law to Makriv Oimer Mehanich the Ashrish Kodem L'Shtei Alechem Ulbosar Oimer, that you could have now this year the Minchas Oimer will come from this wheat that was first planted last year. It was planted last year, true, Bosar Oimer after the Oimer, but before the Shtei Alechem. So that wheat you're going to use now, this year, now by the Oimer, by the second day of Pesach, it becomes Mutter, takes off the Yisra Chodesh. So you're going to use that wheat for the Minchas Oimer. Or Shtei Alechem, either next 2 months, when it comes Shavuos, when you want to bring the Shtei Alechem, Mehanech the Yashris, Koidim L'Yomer to Ashto. You're going to bring that from this year's new crop, from the wheat that was first planted this year before Pesach, and now after by Pesach it became Mutter's Nomer Yisra Chodesh, and that's the new wheat you're going to use for the Shtei Alechem. Ma'anach Tiyashrish Koidim Leimer Dahashto Ubosa Shtei Alechem Dishtaket, and it was planted first after last year's Shavuos. So it's possible to have both. So maybe both Menachas, both the Minchas Aimer and the Minchas of Shtei Alechem is brought from Chitim, and both of them is called Bikurim. If you hold that the wheat that was planted last year after Pesach before Shavuos, you could bring this year for the Shtei Alechem. So what was going to keep, what's the Zavrach, what's the Raya to say then, that the Aimer comes from Bali, maybe the Aimer comes from Chitim? So Mor says, no, Mi Savrat who told you, Bikurim Lepeiro, when it says that's called the Minchas Bikurim, that it means it's a Bikurim Lepeiro. It's the first one of the wheat. Rashi says it means Lechut Lechitim Atluyim Ben Bikurim. It's called that's the first crop of wheat. Who said it's totally in the Peiros itself, in the wheat itself? Because if it's totally in the wheat itself, then you want to be Miyashiv, that it's called Bikurim, because this is the first time you're using that crop. But who says it's totally in crop? No. Lemizbeach Kominim. What it's called Bikur, Minchas Bikur, means it's the first time that we're putting wheat on the Mizbeach. So, if you could tell me that the Minchas Oimer also comes from wheat, we already used wheat on the Mizbeach this year. You can't tell me that the Shtei Alechem is called the Minchas Bikurim. It's not the first time wheat is being put on the Mizbeach. So therefore, since the Pasuk calls the Minchas Shtei Alechem Bikurim, it must be only this one comes from wheat, from Chitim, Mashenke, the Mincha of the Oimer, that comes from Bali. But the more ends off, because since we're talking about the Mizbeach, V'ochu lo Mizbeach mi perid oshoso. Because if you can tell me now that the Oimer is made from Chitim, so the Mizbeach already ate from Paris this year, already ate from the Chitim this year. So how can you tell me that the Shtei Alechem is Bikurim? So Lamai, that's the right, must be that the Shtei Alechem is from wheat. But the Mincha Saim is from Bali, and you have no proof to our Shalom before, it's possible to say yes, that the Shtei Alechem is Mater, even from the wheat that was grown last year. After Pesach, before Shavuos, it could be even Shalai Kisidron, still you're allowed to use that wheat for the Mizbeach, for the Shtei Alechem. Now the Morris new Shaila. Boy, Rami Bachomet. Rami Bachomet has a question like this. Shtei Alechem, Hanetza Sharia, or Hanota Sharia? In other words, the halacha is that the Shtei Alechem that's brought on Shavuos, that's like the first thing that's brought for Teres Bikurim. And after you bring the Shtei Alechem, then you can first start bringing Bikurim of the regular Peres of the Shiva Saminim that grow in Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, how far does the Peres have to be grown by the time you brought the Shtei Alechem to say you're allowed to bring those Peres for Bikurim? Hanetsu, is it enough just to say it has a butter ready for Peres? It means it's the smallest type of the fruit, but that's after budding already, when the fruit starts to come out. So the Gemara says, my hanetza, my chanota, what do you mean to say by budding or by chanota? Elam, if you want to tell me, hanotza de peri, when the fruit starts to bud. The chanota de peri, or when the fruit starts to grow a little bit, if the peris were that big, b'shas you brought the shtei halechem, then you're allowed to use those fruit to bring for bikurim. So Mordechai says, if that's true, hashto hashrosa, shaya, madich wants the tree, is already rooting, it's giving off roots, it's growing, it has roots already, that you're allowed to bring those pears for bikurim, ha-neitza v'chanota mi-boi, what kind of shadow is it if the fruit is already is in the budding form, or even further than that, in a small fruit form? For sure it could be brought for bikurim. Rashi says, hashto legabi tfua, that's that you want to bring wheat, shar ye'oimer u'shtei alechem b'yashrosa, tfua ha-nishras koidim loimer, that any wheat that was grown means it started to root, it has roots, before Pesach, so when it comes Pesach now it's matter, there's no Issa Chodesh anymore. If so, Pshita, who are didn't buy Paris also on the tree, that once the tree is already rooted, growing already, any small amount of it that's growing already, Pshita, that when they bring the Shtei Alechem, from those Paris you can bring Bikurim. So what's Yishayla? So Rav says, Rav, Enichnami, Elo Haneitza, the Olo, the Chanota, the Olo. That's the Shayla. That you have this fruit tree now, whether the leaves started to bud, or started to grow off the tree. That's the shalateku. Like that that we say by wheat, as soon as it starts to root, it's called in the ground. And the yomer is matarit. Now what's going to be by bikurim, the peres that start to grow by shvuas, if by the shtei halechem, how far does those peres have to grow? Savada, the fruits do not have to be here yet, but the leaves have to be coming out of the fruit trees, like starts to grow with the leaves. How much of the leaf? Does it have to be the budding of the leaf? Well, you have to see more of that of the leaf. So that's the Shiloh, how much of the leaf of the fruit trees has to be grown already by the time you bring the Shtei Alechem to say you can bring those fruits later for Bikurim. So Mor says, Teiku, it's a Teiku, what the shear is, the Chanoto or the Hanotza of the Yolo. Now the Gemara says, Bo Yirovo Bar Rav Chonon. He has to shout like this, what's going to be Chitin if you have wheat? Shezorum Bekarka, that you planted in the ground. When it comes, passes by the second day of Pesach, is that matir, this wheat, to be eaten, the teres chodesh, or not? So what's the case talking about? If the wheat was planted before Pesach, and it started to root already, so that by the second day of Pesach it has roots already, Tanina, we learned already, that pshita the yomer is matirit. And neither lo yashris, if it did not take roots yet, Tanina also we learned. That's not, we learned, we'll have the Gemara later, that in Heshrishu Kaidim Liyomer, Oimer Matirin, yes, if it took roots before the Yomer, then when the Yomer comes, it's matir, all that cropped heat, there's no Marissa Chodesh on it. But the Yimlav, if the wheat did not take roots yet, then Asurim, then this Yomer is not matir, you'll have to wait till the next year. The Yimlav, Asurim, Achiyava Yomer, Abba, until the next year. So what's the Yishayla? So we're going to like this. Let's read the cases. Techatz dinu, that somebody cut off the wheat. He had wheat stalks of wheat that was growing, and he cut off a stalk of wheat, and he took out the kernels of wheat. Vizarinu koydim liyemer. Now he put these kernels of wheat that really could eat right now, that's edible, but he put it into the ground, and he put it into the ground before Pesach. Vyosa oimer, v'cholifalayu, now it passed by the second day of Pesach. So the question is, are you allowed to like pull out these seeds out of the ground and eat them the way they are now? What's the shayla? Command the shad yivakadadami. Does this wheat really by itself is edible? Savada, when it comes by the second day of Pesach, it should be matur with the Issa Chodesh. Ah, you put it into the ground right now. It's considered like it's in a jar. It's like in a jar of water, so you're just storing it there. So one svar is command the shad yivakadadamaya. It's like in a pitcher of water right now. And therefore, v'sharinu oimer. And therefore, when the second day of Pesach goes by, it's not rit b'achila. You're allowed to pull it out of the ground later and eat it. Or Dilma, maybe no. Bortalu l'gabi yarya. Now the mice that you planted this seed, and Mestami had that, and it should grow again, so it became bottle to the karka. And therefore, the yomer is not matarit. Like it did not take new roots yet. And therefore, it's like you planted it before the yomer without hashrosha, that it's also b'achila until the next year. So that's the shayla. Another shayla, similar shayla, is again where you put this seed, the kernels of wheat, after it's fully grown back into the ground. Yesh lemoino, ayen lemoino. If you want to sell it, would there be an isser oino? Are you charging more than a sixth or not? Because the question is, ain't no la kakois. So is this called Kakarka or not? So Gemara says, hey, Kedem, what's the case talking about? Hilei Mediyomalei Shada Bo Shiso. I want to have six of them. He only put five of them. So otherwise, like I'm selling you this karka, and I told you I want you to put six akurim of this type of wheat in the ground, and all you put in was just five. So I said that's a sixth more. That's nisarei no. So the question is it called kakarka dom you not? So Gemara says no. What's the shail over here? The Yama Rav says kol davar shebemida. Any question about the exact amount of a midah, sheva mishka or weight, sheva minya or an account, afilu pachos mechdeya ochaiser, even less than a chdeyan, even less than a sixth. If I tell you clearly I want six, and you only give me five, pshita, that's a nekach tois. So what's your shalom over here? Avad, that's a nekach tois. Avad, it could be chaiser. It has nothing to do with dini I know. It's called the regular nekach tois, so even if it's called kakarko, you could have a nekach tois here. Ella, the question would be like this. I'm telling you, I want you to put seeds of wheat into this karkom the way it's supposed to. Do it the way it's supposed to. How much it needs. But he did not say an exact measurement. They said, he did not put enough wheat in the way it was supposed to. So the shayla is, yesh lemayno, is there an isser I know over here? Because really the command is shadi b'kadi domi, we consider these kernels of wheat as if they're in a glass of water. Meaning to say, it's if I'm telling you I was buying wheat and you did not give me enough, you jipped me, more than a sixth, so there'll be a pasha of I know I could be chayzer. And therefore, v'yeshlem I know, there would be the isser I know, I could be chayzer on it. It's like you jipped me more than a sixth. I do it, maybe no, brought the lulagabi yarya. So we consider this wheat as if it's brought it to the ground, it's called part of the karka now. And that's the klal of Ein Oino l'kakois. Another shala would be, Nishboyin aleim, Oyein Nishboyim aleim. Do you have to swear on them or not? Again, if it's a shala of, let's say, Moed v'miksas, do you have to swear on this wheat or not? Once for is Kedishadi v'kadidami, this wheat is like in a glass, and therefore k'metatlim dam, it's like regular metatlim, v'nishboyin aleim, you'd have to swear on them. Whereas the gets with Shua Sashemim or Shua Maida Niksas, you'd have to swear. Or Dilma, maybe no. Botalu Agav Arya, that we consider this wheat that is brought to the ground. Or Kamakakurdam, it's done with the karka. And therefore the cloud would be, Vienish Boyma Lane, we don't swear on this. So that's the shala, how do we look at these kernels of wheat that were put back into the ground? So Gemara says, take it's a good shala, we do not know. The other Gemara says, Boyi Rami Bachoma, he has a shala like this. Chitin shebglole bokor. Let's say the wheat that you find in the dung from an animal, the chunk of the manure of an animal. Or else the soyrim shebglole behema. Or else the barley you find there. In other words, these animals that eat barley and wheat, what's going to be if the manure, the dung that comes out, you find the barley in it? Mahu. So Mora says, Lamai, what's your shayla? Lem, if you want to tell me, Litzmuya Tumas Eichlin, is it still called an Eichl now? Could it be Makabal Tumor or not? So we're still to need, we learned this already. That the Sefton Tyrus that says, Chitin Sheverei Boka. If you find wheat in the manure from an animal, or else the Sairim Bali, Shevgloli Behemoth in the manure of a behemoth, so it depends. Chishabalayim Liachilom. If you have a mind to eat, Rashi says, Boidim Verei, when they're in there, is a Matama Tumas Eichlin, has no Tumas Eichlin on it. Because right now it's not called an Eichel, it's bottled to the Rei, it can't be called, doesn't have a Shem Eichel on it. But locked on liachila, let's say you pulled it out, you did like a maisa to make it into an achila, then metama tumas eichlin, it becomes a tumas eichlin. Since you did a maisa to it, now it becomes back into the form of an eichel, and therefore would be the kabbal tumma. So what's your shayla? Elo lemnochas, the shayla is, can you use this wheat now to make a mincha from? So Mora says, pshita, of course not, the life, pshita the life. Pasuk says, hachriveyo no lefrasecho, hayitzecho ayisa panecho. That pshit, when you bring a carbon for Hashem, it has to be from the nicest. You don't bring to a king other junk. So pshit, he cannot use such a mincha, such flour, for a mincha. So more said, let's read the cases like this. Tinaktinu vizarinu. Yet you pulled them out, you pulled out this wheat from the junk, but you planted it right away. For koboyi leyasuya menachas minayu. And now what grows out of it, the question is, could you use these for menachas or not? My, Mishundi Misusahu is the only problem when the wheat was in the dung, is that it was me, it was disgusting then. And so the chivu de zarinu or the limisusayu. Now that you planted it, so the new crop that grows out is not meis. The new crop is okay, you could use it. Or the maybe no other problem was mishum kichishusa, that such a wheat that was in the animal, it became weak. It's not good wheat anymore. It's kochers, it lost its kayach. And so v'hashtanam mikachusha, even if you take the seeds out there and plant them again, it'd also be a bad crop of wheat. So therefore, that crop of wheat should not be used for mincha. That's the shayla. Could it be used for a mincha or not? That's the shayla. This crop that comes in, the wheat that comes out, if you plant them, what grows out of that, is that roi to be used for a mincha or not? Is a shayla. So Moshe says now, boy, Rabbi Bachoma, what's going to be peel of an elephant? Shebola kfifa mitzris. He swallowed, let's say, a basket. V'yakiyo derech v'esereyo. And it came out through his waist. So ma, what's the locha? So where it says, lamai, what's the shayla? Ilay malamavato tumaso. Let's say the basket was tummy first. And now when he swallowed it, it went through his body, came out through the waist. You want to know, is the tumma go off or not? Tanina, we learned. Kol ha-kelim yodim l'day tumaso ma-machshavo. Whenever you have a machshava to finish the kli, it's roi l'kabu tumma. But the enoyla mitumaso mele mishinu maisa. If the tumma does not go off it, until the shinu maisa happened. And look, we're here, when they're being gone, there's no shinu maisa. Rashi says, could go nishpura, what if it broke? V'ocholeka shinu maisa, the shleimakir, the basket came out complete. Since there's no shinu maisa, therefore the tumma is still here, so what's yishayla? Samura says, le'tzricha de boli hutsin, case like this, where he swallowed, like just, he swallowed twigs. V'yavdinu kefifa mitris. And it went past his body, and inside it became into a basket. It came out like a basket. So mehevi ichul, heavy like a kli, kololim kli adama v'yemikavum tuma. This kli now, when it comes out of the manure, when it comes out of the waste of the animal, is considered like kli gololim. Now there, the halacha is not mekabel tuma. The other makos we learned kli avonim, kli gololim, kli adama, eimikavum tuma. It's not mekabel tuma at all. Even with Rabbanan, not. I do know. It's not considered like it was rotten away in the stomach of the animal. Again, I do maybe lo heavy yichul. It's not called like it was digested in the animal. That's the shiloh. Again, with that elephant swallowed twigs, and then inside its stomach it became into a basket, and now it came out. So is it called like it was digested in the body of in the elephant? And what comes out is called gilolim, and that's the loch of kli gilolim, it's not makabatumma. Or maybe no, it's not called digested. It went in a twig and it came out twigs. And now it came into the form of a kli, so maybe it's still fit to be makabatumma. That would be the shayla. Is this kli considered kli gilolim, or maybe no, it's not considered ichul, it's not considered digested, it's not called a kli gilolim, but rather it's called a regular kli, that could be makabatumma. That's the shayla. So Mora says, okay, Tifshidle, let me be posh, I'll tell you the answer. Mehodiyam Ula, from what Ula said, Mishum Reb Shimon ben Yitzadik. In the name of, we heard of from Reb Shimon ben Yitzadik. That he said it once happened, Maisa Ubalu Zeivim, that a wolf once swallowed up, Shinei Tinoikas, two kids. The Avi are Yadin, on the other side of the Yardin, Ubo Maisa Zechachom, Zechom, they asked the Shavu for the Chomim, that Mashman came out of the wolf. So when it came out, they wanted to know, was there Tumas Mesa or not? They were kids. Now the mason, does it have a tumas mason? Is the boss still considered boss, or is there a tumas mason out? And the Chum said, V'tiru es abosso. They said that the boss is restored, it has no tumas mason. So here you see, since it went through the animal, it's sort of like it was digested there, it's not called boss anymore. So by yoso, that this twigs that went through the elephant, it's considered ichul, and it's not called a regular kli, but called a kli gilolim, and the chur should not be makabel tumah. So Moshe says, no, you can't bring any proof. I'll tell you, shani boser. Boser of a person is different. The rochich, it's very soft. Since it's soft, therefore it's called digested, it has no tumma to it. But maybe if I use twigs, that's a little bit harder, maybe it's not called digested, it's still called the same twigs. Moshe says, no, for lifshit me sefer, let me bring you a proof from the end, from the sefer. It says, v'timu es hatzomis, but the bones of the timaikus, that had a tumas mace on it. So here you see, something that's hard is not called an ichul. So the chumra twigs also is called hard. It should not be called an ichol. So Mora says, no, also, shani yatsam es akushe tvei, could be bones are very, very hard. Chanami, something so hard like bones, and a chanami, that's not an ichol, that's not digested, that still is called the same matzav as before. Mashenkin over here, twigs, we still have a suffix. Therefore, that's a suffix when the elephant swallowed up the twigs, and it came out with a kli, is it called a kli eitz that is makabel tumah, or is it called a kli galolim that's not makabel tumah? The other Gemara says, boy, Reb Zeir, Reb Zeir asks a question like this. What's going to be chitim wheat sheyordu ba'ovim that comes down from the clouds? The clouds like throw down wheat. Ma, what's the loch? So what says Lamai? What is Nageitu? Ilim nochis, if you want to kiyu this wheat to make manochis with, amaloi, why not? It's regular wheat. The pshat from the wheat is, like Rashi brings down, that the clouds go down to the ocean, a kindness, and it swallows up the water, and it could be it was full of wheat there, and now the wheat comes down through the clouds. So why isn't it kosher lemanochis? Ela rather shalu is l'shtei alechem. Is it kosher to use for l'shtei alechem? Amai, what's the shaila? Because the pasuk says, mi mosh v'seichem. You have to take wheat from Eretz Yisrael itself, or mosh v'seichem. Om rachmona, that's what the Torah says. So what does that mean? Does it mean la'afuke de chutzlaretz? You just can't use wheat that was grown in chutzlaretz. Deloy, that's no good. Well, the yavim shapadami, but the wheat that comes down from the clouds, maybe it is good. Or duma, maybe no. Mi mosh v'seichem dafka. It means that only where you're living means on the ground. The wheat has to only come from the ground. V'afil the yavim namilo, but you cannot use the wheat that was taken up by the clouds and now come down from the clouds. Maybe that's absurd to be used for the shtei alechem. That's the shayla. So that was the shayla. Now the Gemara says, v'chlalu miyika kagazin. Did you ever hear of such a case? That the clouds, like it rains down wheat. Who ever heard of that? Tzmur says, in yes, ki di aydi taya, v'nochus le rum kizva chiti, but losa pasi. Tzmur says, yes, it happened once, ki di aydi taya, it once happened to Aydi, the Arab, that nochus le again rum kizva, it once fell down the height of mamish, of a tefach. Nochas le rum kizva chiti betlosa parsi, spread over an area of three parsis, there was a tefach high of wheat. So you see, it could happen. So therefore, that was a shalah, as a kosher for shtei lechem anat. Boy Rav Shimon ben Pazi, she boiles sheviyo shlish koidim liyomer. You have a stalk of wheat, let's say, sheviyo shlish, that it was a third grown before Pesach. The okra, and you uprooted it before Pesach. And now Pesach went by, the Yom appears by, so it was matir tachila. But then after Pesach, v'shoslo liach leimer, you again put it back in the ground to grow more after Pesach. V'yasifo, now this stalk grew more. So now, what's the locha? Basir ikra razin, there you go, basir the ikra, the stalk, which the leimer was matir with already. V'sharya, it's mutta, v'sharya leimer, the leimer was matir, you'll not eat it. Aduma, maybe no. Basa Taisethus is leaning, go basa the new crop that's growing right now. You're planting it again and it's growing higher more. So it grows new now, Yisabad Yisachadish. This is growing after the Yomer, so it's not mutter until next year Pesach. V'yach Yovi Yomer Habor, it should be Yosa. That's the Shiloh. Samura says, Tifshit Lei, I'll bring your Pshitas against you, Mihod Yomer Bavu. That's what Bavu said. Omer Rav Yechon, Omer Rav Yechonon. That Yaldo Shesivcha Bezichnom, we have a young branch from a tree of Orla, it's only 2 years old, and you graft it on now to a Zikna, an older tree. Ovar Paris, and on this branch, there was a pre, so that pre was Orla. So it says now, Filo Hoysif of a Messiah, even if it grows 200 times more, and what grows new now is not Orla, because what grows new now is growing out of the old tree, that's not Orla. Still it's Asa. So who you see, always goes Basa the Ika. And since the ikra was Orla, it still remains Orla. So by us also, it should be mutter, because the ikra, the oimer was matir. If you have Rabbi Shmuel, Banachmin, or Rabbi Yonasin, botzla, if you have an onion, shesos lubikerim, that you planted in a vineyard, vinekar, hakerim, and then you uprooted the kerim. So kids, when you first planted it, had an isaklaim on it. So it says, afilu haisip ha-messayim, even if 200 times grow more on it now, still it's also. Why? Because you go basa the ikur. Since the ikur has nisa klayim on it, it still remains asa. So who you see here that you go basa the ikur? So by yas also it should be muta. Gemara says, no, it could be he gufa coming bala. This gufa is our shayla. Mifshat pshitilu l'rabbonin. Is it so simple to the rabbonin? The bosser ikum as linan. That's true. They hold for sure. You go bosser the ikum. What it started out with. And loishno l'kulu loishno l'chumra. Whether it's l'kulu l'chumra, both you would say it. Because these last two cases here, you're going to l'chumra. Now, since the ikum was orlo, or since the ikum was klayim, it still remains klayim. But nerds. So the one side is yes, they hold out miyikuradin, and even by yes, what's nagei lekula, it go lekula also. But the other side was no, iduma maybe no, maybe really svuki misafkalu. The rabbanon have a suffix what the locker is. Ulechumra aminan lekula layamrinan taiku. He only meant to say lechumra. Like over here, you go lechumra to say it's still called ola, it's still called klayim. But in our shaila, where the aymer was first mata this stalk, there was only a third grown. And now you replant it, it could be lakula, we would not say go bossa ikka. But rather we have to go lakuma to say no, maybe you don't go bossa the ikka. That you should go bossa the ikka to say that it's mutter. That since the ikka was, the oimer was mat, it has no isachadish, it still remains mutter. But the other tzaddis know that maybe it's only a suffix, and therefore here, you have to go lakumra. And therefore we go lakuma to say you don't go bossa the ikka, to say no, what grows now is chodesh, and therefore be yosa, so take it, that's the shayla. Boy, rabbelin, yemaisa, mai, hechidamach, goin. Alright, we'll stop here.
Continue on the other side. Just wait to the end of the tape and turn over. We'll start on the other side the next daf.